Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Singer John Legend held a surprise performance Sunday night for survivors and victims' families of the Dayton, Ohio shooting that claimed 9 lives last week. So Legend, who is actually from Ohio, toured the area where the shooting took place just 1 week after the incident, stopping in various shops in the city and visiting the families of the shooting victims. He was shown around the city by Dayton Mayor Nan Wally, and Legend explained that growing up in close proximity to Dayton made the impact of this shooting especially felt. He added, "I just wanted to support Dayton and this area. I grew up in Springfield. We were all struck by this tragedy." He followed the press conference with a surprise performance of a few songs to try to help bring comfort to some of the survivors of last week's tragedy.
That's good of him to go out there and do that.
I know, so sweet. Taylor Swift fans love the videos friends took of her over the weekend, showing her appearing to be very drunk and singing to her own music. Drunk Taylor immediately shot up the trending topics list on Twitter, with fans praising her enthusiasm and willingness to get down to her own jam.
Do you think Taylor, like, in her camp, are cool with that video being out? Or you think it's like, Liv, how could you leak that video of me? Because I think she's got to be upset about that, because she is just, she's having a time. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, see, I think they don't mind it just because, one, they probably controlled it. They probably allowed it to be leaked out. And two, it shows her being normal and being relatable.
I don't think they want that out there, though.
She needs to do that every now and then. I don't know. I think they do.
If I look like that, please do not release video of me if you see me out in the weekend, okay?
Speaking of Taylor, there were also rumors flying around about why her and Karlie Kloss's friendship ended. So Taylor Swift and Victoria's Secret model Karlie Kloss were not only good friends, but Karlie had her own house or her own room in Swift's $47 million Tribeca apartment.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, that all changed after Swift and Kloss got into a fight after Swift claims Kloss invited people to her room without Swift's approval. While reps deny the fight ever happened, one source says Taylor got upset over something crazy and then she just alienated Karlie Kloss. The Jonas Brothers accepted the Teen Choice Decade Award at the Teen Choice Awards this past weekend.
The first award we ever won was a Teen Choice Award. And it meant so much to us because it was voted on by teens, by people our age at the time.
And I think for all of us, the thing that's most important is that we share with you that those things that you feel like you're singled out about, you're bullied about, that define you in your teen years can become the thing that make you special. It's your gift. It's your power.
Side note, my friend went to go see them in Tampa this weekend, and she said that the concert was absolutely insane and amazing. And at one point they said, they like looked around and they're like, "It doesn't look like a lot of you guys got dropped off by your parents this time. I think times have changed. Let's party." And then they all three took like a tequila shot. And they said that like all three of their wives were there, and that it was like super cute
because
they
white claws are waving in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Because their tour just opened up last week. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she said it was amazing.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much.